Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Maya with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, nominations are now open for the 29th YMCA Queensland Youth Parliament. Queenslanders between the ages of 15 and 25 can apply to speak up for their communities, connect with peers and learn about the democratic process in Australia. The program, which runs from April to September, will see participants collaborating to write youth bills and implement their own community action plans. Year 11 and 12 students who participate are eligible to receive 1 point towards their Queensland Certificate of Education upon completion. Queensland Minister for Communities, Leanne Enoch, says there are government policies that have stemmed from ideas developed through Queensland Youth Parliament. Applications close on the 9th of February at 11:59pm.
A stampede breaks out over spots at River Stage. Over 2,000 ticket holders for the Tuesday Louis Tomlinson concert arrived early in the morning to secure numbered wristbands guaranteeing spots near the River Stage. Near the stage, Brisbane Times reports. Fans tell the Brisbane Times that a free-for-all broke out over the 500 wristbands with several injuries.
In national news, an Australian lab has received a grant to assist in their project to freeze cells of native species for conservation. University of Melbourne's Tiger Lab, in collaboration with Museums Victoria, have been awarded an ARC linkage grant to address the lack of representation Australian native animals have in frozen zoos around the world. A frozen zoo, otherwise known as a living biobank, is a collection of tissues and cell lines from living animals which have been cryogenically preserved. The Tiger Lab has developed technology to turn these preserved living materials into gametes, which create embryos. Professor Andrew Pask and Dr. Stephen Frankenberg says the project can mean reintroduction of lost diversity while being able to assist species in adapting to our changing world.
A king penguin that turned up on a South Australian beach is far from home. Birdwatchers were approached by a curious king penguin last week on a beach in Coorong. This is a rare sighting, as king penguins only live in the Antarctic or on subantarctic islands like Heard Island or Macquarie Island. Australian Antarctic Division senior research scientist Dr. Barbara Wienecke says that the penguin is in good condition, however, will be molting in warmer weather than it's used to. Dr. Wienecke says that she has mixed emotions about mainland sightings of king penguins because they may encounter potentially dangerous wildlife like dogs.
In international news, US President Joe Biden has decided his response to the drone strike on American forces in Jordan. He says he holds Iran responsible for supplying the weapons used in the attack that left three soldiers dead, but he doesn't want wider war in the Middle East. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says that the response may involve a tiered approach. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani says his government had nothing to do with the attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire and danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Home is where the heart is.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge